Random thought. Has the cost of living affected your dating life? I mean, you know, everything's gone up. Gas has gone up. Groceries have gone up. Anything at all has pretty much gone up. Probably the price of condoms has gone up. I mean, I don't know. I'm married, so thank God. has the cost of living affected your dating life?
No. You know, I think... And it's because, you know, I don't have kids. I don't have any overhead. So it doesn't really, it doesn't impact me as much as other people where they got to, you know, pack lunches. They got to take care of kids. They got to buy school clothes and all that stuff. It's just me here. So I would say
I have no rugrats running around. Yeah, I have nothing to cover but
me. It hasn't impacted anything. I get to just focus on yours truly. But no, it hasn't. What it has done, though, is... You know, before the pandemic and everything went up, you would just go on all dates, whatever, meet you wherever. Now you're like trying to be a little bit more selective. Like if I'm going to actually go out and go to a restaurant that's not an Applebee's, like go someplace nice. I need to know if you're really worth it. And so, you know, you got to spend a little bit more time talking than you would just, you know, a couple messages. Hey, let's meet up here. Grab coffee. It's like, no, I need to see if my time's going to be wasted or not. Let's have a quick chat.
You see if you actually know how to have a conversation.
Right. Because some people suck at it, and the pandemic didn't help where people couldn't really go out and engage with the population, right? So they're just at home.
Right.
Which is great for introverts because that's where they want to be anyway. You know, but...
Exactly.
But there's nothing... There's Yeah, it's terrible because I like to talk to someone first, at least have a phone call. I don't care if it's a video call. Video call helps because then at least I can see you look like... your pictures, but that's a whole nother random thought question about people and their pictures. But I like to talk on the phone. Just
do you find a reason for them to get up and walk away from the camera so you can actually see instead of just, you know, this? Oh. You're like, hey, do you have a picture of you as a kid? What's that behind you?
Even if I see this, it gives me an idea, you know, but there's nothing worse than you think you're meeting up with Halle Berry and it's really
precious. I know, two extremes. I know, two very big extremes, literally. But
but it's very real. It's very, and I'm sure guys do it too. Guys show old pictures of them back in college and stuff like that. But I mean, I got to at least talk to the person first to see if it's worth the actual going out and meet up, you know, because now, you know, I work from home. So I got to like go into traffic if I'm going to go meet you somewhere. Is it worth it? You know?
You know, I feel your pain in the sense of I can live through that pain vicariously through you because I have no idea what that's like. And thank God. but I remember those days, man. I mean, I remember people like, where do you meet these people? Where do you, can you meet this? I'm like, you got to go where women are, right? Because they're not always going to be out in the club because the ones you meet in the club, you're not always trying to, you're trying to take them home, but you're not trying to take them home. Right. and it's like you got to go where they are. You got to go to the gas station and you got to go to the grocery store because they got to eat and they're going to need gas in their car.
Yeah,
that was always my thing.
Yeah. But see, that's I've never used that tactic because I feel like if you're pumping gas, you're busy. I just don't walk up to somebody. Hey, unleaded. Me too. Hi, I'm Terrell. Nice to meet you. You know, I don't think about doing that. And then at the grocery store, I put my earbuds in and I got music because I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to be able to go grab my stuff. But I think it would be weird if I walk up to somebody and be like, wow, you got mangoes too? Wow, this is fate. I'm Terrell. I'm Scorpio. Nice to meet you.
I was just checking to see if you would try it. You know, back when we were in college, somebody gave you some advice and you tried it. And it totally backfired. I've never done this. So I've never gone to somebody in the grocery store, you know, definitely not in the produce department or any department over in the meat department. Oh, really? Tomahawk, huh?
See, this is why to the 10 guys that listen to this podcast, if you're single, don't take dating advice from anybody married because what Yanni's trying to do is just like, hey, Terrell, here's what you ought to do. Go to Whole Foods. And da, da, da. Next thing you know, I'm getting arrested because they're saying I harass somebody at Whole Foods. And I'm like, Yanni told me to try it.
You're like, who the hell's Yanni? Yeah.
Spilling the beans. His address is. He's in my phone. Go get it. He set this up.
Oh my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, you know, kind of like this one. Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 95. Be sure to like, subscribe, and as always, leave a comment.
Wonderful thing is that football is back. Now, I will be honest, I missed the Hall of Fame game because I really don't put a lot of stock in preseason unless it's my team. But The fact is, and I heard them say it on the 49ers Talk podcast this weekend when they were like, from this point on, there's football every weekend until the weekend before the Super Bowl. And I went, you know what? They're right. Because every weekend, NFL preseason is about to start. Well, it's officially started now. And then college football starts. Everything's happening up until right before the Super Bowl. And then what do we have? So, baseball. Excited.
After the Super Bowl, it's just like never-ending baseball. Yeah, I'm excited about football coming back. There's a lot of excitement going on with my college team, you know, Texas Longhorns. A lot of unknown with my NFL team, with the New Orleans Saints. I'm just curious. But you know what I really miss about football?
What's that?
The bars.
Yeah.
Like there's a Saints bar. So every TV in there will only have the Saints game on it. And just the camaraderie you feel with all these people in the room, whether you win or lose, right? I mean, You win, it's like, oh, high fives, we're buying shots. You lose, we're like, oh, well, we're buying shots. You know, it's just the total experience was so cool. And then same for the Longhorn games. I don't like to actually go to the games. That stadium's hot. But if I can go find like a sports bar or something here in Austin, we'll catch a game. So I miss that. So I'm looking forward to that.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I'm not a big go to the bar person, right? But I will say when I was in Richmond, I used to go to Carolina Ale House because it was literally right down, you know, I could walk there and go watch my games in there, right? Watch the 49er games because they're really not showing them much on the East Coast. This is before I found my secret way to catch all the games. And it was interesting because you had a section for Browns fans only. And one weekend, you had the Browns fans in their section. And they were playing the Steelers. And there were Steelers across the bar. And I never had to look at this TV to know what the score was and what was happening in the game. Because depending on which air that sound came from, it was just interesting to hear. Yeah! Oh, shit! It was just interesting to hear all of this coming because the reactions were right in time. And you know, you're right. There's something about being in the bars and watching the games that's interesting and fun at the same time. So, yeah, kind of missing that. But not really, because I really don't care about my game, so I'll be fine with that. The one thing is, I'm actually going to go to a game this year, one or two, because the Niners are actually going to be playing Atlanta. So while they'll have two Atlanta Falcons fans in the stadium, the rest of us will be 49ers fans.
Well, I'll have to root for the Niners, because Falcons can go to hell. And their fan base. So,
but ladies,
I said it. Come at me.
There you go. Tell it like it is. This is what it's all about. And that sentiment right there is why, ladies, if you're not already in tune with this, keep in mind, do not be mad at your man if he wants to sit down and watch football. Right? Let him do that football. Let him enjoy that football. Also in mind, keep in mind, for those gamers, because Madden 23 comes out next week. They're going to be stuck on that video. Stop harassing your man when he's playing video games. Instead of hit-sticking other people on the video game, he could be out hit-sticking other women. And you don't want that. Make sure. Completely different meanings.
Ladies, I think go after your man. If they're sitting on their ass playing video games all day, say something to him. Now, unless they make money playing video games all day, then mind your business, let him earn that check. But I still look at dudes sideways that sit around and play video games all day. I'm sorry, I just find it weird.
Well, you stretched it to all day. Sometimes you just need it as a stress relief. Sometimes I just don't want to hit it.
How many hours do you play?
Who, me? It just all depends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so what's the longest? When you need that stress relief on a weekend, Saturday, you got nothing to do.
I get bored too easily, and I got too many other things going on. So it would probably be maybe an hour or two at the max, to be quite honest.
Yeah, but there are people who like 4 hours, 5 hours, right. Come home at night after dinner from 9 o'clock until 2 in the morning. If you're with those kind of guys, well, need to reevaluate your relationship.
Or you can or just maybe, call Terrell.
Maybe she's happy with that. It's like, look, he's not bothering me. I don't have to touch him. He's not trying to touch me at night. I'm sleeping good. He's playing games. Maybe that's how the relationship works out for everybody.
Or they could just call Terrell. He can fix that problem. Hey, again, I'm trying here.
call me Mr. Do-Right.
Do-Right. Like, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
You too, hey, busy
on
the game.
Keep playing your game. I got this. Keep playing your game. I got this.
Hey, coming up, we're reaching to the rgrtpod@gmail.com and see some of this bullshit that's been sent in. But first, got to let you know that this episode of Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast brought to you by Zippix Toothpicks. Zippix brings you a totally satisfying, convenient, and flavorful way to curb cravings, get a boost of energy, or simply relax at the end of your day. Now, as a former smoker, I can tell you, cravings are the hardest thing to get over, and they can get pretty pricey too. So I wish this was kind of around when I was trying to quit, because there's an easier, cheaper, less messy, and more subtle way to curb cravings with Zippix toothpicks. The best part about Zippix is you can really use them just about anywhere. 2 milligrams per pick and some 3 milligram options. Zippix toothpicks are long lasting, extremely affordable, and available in 6 delicious flavor choices.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I love this little container that comes in. So the toothpicks come a little baggy. And you take them out and you load them in here. This is smoky whiskey flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was smoking, it was American Spirits. As you know, those are pretty expensive. And so to quit, I tried a lot of things. I tried the gums. I tried the hypnosis CDs, all the different things. And at some point, I just had to stop. But you still kind of had that little craving that you had. And I find that these work. And I was actually out with a friend yesterday who also smokes. And I was like, hey, because they were saying they didn't want a cigarette. I'm like, hey, why don't you try one of these?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them one of the toothpicks. And they were just like, it was funny because they were like, taste it. I was like, no, just do it. Just taste it. I'm like, what do you think? And they're like, okay, the flavor's good. Then they're done. And they're just kind of sitting with it. And then before I left, they're like, do you have any more of those? I'm like, yes, I do. Here's a couple. And then I told them to go to the website and put in RGRT to get the 10% discount. So, you know, I really think it's the oral gratification, yes, that these things provide, and the flavors are just amazing. And then I like that they have different options. If you need a boost of energy, there's a Zip Energy B12.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want a little bit of caffeine, there's caffeine toothpicks. So you guys have seen me use these Zippix on the podcast. Now it's time to find out for yourself. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com today and use code RGRT to get 10% off your order. That's ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code RGRT. And of course, must be 18 or older to purchase. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks.
Yeah, and if you're not a smoker, but you know somebody who is and who needs to quit, then, you know, this is a great gift. And just, hey, just try this out. See what happens.
And maybe if you are a smoker, you should try these, and then maybe your man will stop playing video games all night and actually come into bed and kiss you because you have better smelling breath. Just throwing it out there.
Yo, this story right here that came in at rgrtpod@gmail.com is crazy, right? It's from Lollapalooza. And you think, Lollapalooza, okay, what crazy story came out of this? Well, Lollapalooza guard accused of ill-chosen attempt to ditch work. You hear that and you start trying to think of what could she have possibly, he or she possibly done to get out of work, right? Calling sick maybe? Just not show up? You know, we've had people who show up late and people just not show up. No, this person decides to make up a phony mass shooting threat. So here's how this worked. She sends a text from a random number to one of the fellow guards, right, that says, mass shooting at 4 p.m., location Lollapalooza, we have 150 targets.
Mm.
Then when that was brought up, goes, oh yeah, so my sister told me she saw something online and saw something about a threat like that too. And so they asked, of course, so her superior said, well, do you have that so we can see it? Let's see the post. So she goes, creates a fake Facebook account, creates the post, and then screenshots it and says, here it is. Here's the problem. There's this thing in the world right now called technology. No matter what you do, if you do it from a phone, you do it from a computer, you do it from an iPad, there's an IP address. They matched it, now facing a felony charge of making a fake terror threat, and a 50,000 bond, sitting in jail right now, 18 years old.
So it's apparent that she's not smart at all. It's apparent because what's the one excuse that you can get away with right now that your boss is not going to question you on?
I have COVID.
Yes. Just say, oh, I just tested positive for COVID. Because it's funny, before the pandemic, remember that? Hey, I'm sick. Well, are you sick or you're not feeling well?
Right.
If you're not feeling well, you can come into work.
Right.
You know, if you're sick, then
stay
get a doctor's note. But since COVID, all you got to do is say, hey, I have COVID. I can't come in today. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was around somebody who was tested positive. You don't even have to say that you tested positive. You were around somebody who tested positive.
Yeah, I was at my family's house. Five of my family members all tested positive with COVID yesterday. I think I need to quarantine for a few days. I'm going to get tested on Wednesday. Sorry, it's going to be right after Lollapalooza, but I'm sure y'all be all right. I'm sure you can understand. Quick. You know, I just don't understand to go through that extreme. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to create a fake Facebook account. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm not even an investigator. I just would have looked and like, okay, this one person that has no friends made one post that no one can see. I mean, if she did it on Twitter and then it went viral, total different ballgame.
Right.
You posted to a Facebook account, no followers, no friends, just this one person.
You're the only friend. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I was like, ma'am, we need to talk to you inside the trailer, please.
You know what's so crazy about this? I had something similar happen when, so back in the day, I had this YDRB.net, right? For YannitheRootBoy.net website. And I had the comment section up. And I remember this girl posted a picture of herself in a bikini. And there were all these comments. They get the phone call like, hey, you need to go ahead and take some of those comments down. I'm like, what happened? So I go in and look, and there's some comments say, oh, you think you look good? And all these disparaging comments, right? So, okay, let me go take these down. I go in the back end, and I'm like, these IP addresses look very similar. They're identical. You're like, hey, did you take those down? Yeah, I did. But look in your house, because that person who's making those comments is right in your house.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Somebody in your house is hating on you. I don't know who it is, but let's start with the woman in the mirror.
They haven't taken their schizophrenia meds. Maybe that's why.
You know,
she deserves to be in jail. That's just dumb.
Yeah. And you think about, like you said, there's so many easier ways that she could have gotten over this. This was the worst way to do it, because now you're facing a felony charge and still sitting in jail because it's 50,000 bond, which means you got to put up at least $5,000. I'm sure she ain't got it.
And a felony charge, I believe, of a terroristic threat is what would be charged. And have someone who looks at background checks quite a bit. That sticks with you for a long time. So if I say, oh, wow, it could be 20, 30, and I see that you were charged and convicted of a felony of terroristic threat, I don't even have to know what your name is or know what race you are. I'm just like, nope.
This other one that came in here at rgrtpod@gmail.com. I saw this story this week, man, because Irv Gotti, who was the head of Murder, Inc. Records, you know, home of Ja Rule, Ashanti. So he was on Drink Champs podcast with Nori, and talking about the fact that he had a thing with Ashanti. Well, not just that he had a thing with her, because he's brought that up before. But this time he's saying, you know, I was really in love with her. And how he found out that she was dating Nelly was he was watching TV and all of a sudden, you know, they show up on, he's watching an NBA game and all of a sudden they show up at the game together. But the thing that stood out to me is because he said he was in love with her. I'm like, if I remember correctly, when he was messing with her, he was married. And of course that comes out as well too. It's like, why are you out here as a grown ass man, right? Bragging about sleeping with your artists. That's what you do when you're 18 years old. That's what you do if you're a security guard at Lollapalooza and trying to get out of work. That's not what you do as a grown-ass man who ran a multi-million dollar label.
Do you not pay attention to what multi-millionaire people do? They do stuff like this. It's like, I mean, you could even be a mega church pastor and you wind up doing stuff like this. So I'm like, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. And... you know, could he have been in love with Ashanti when he was married to his wife? Shoot, maybe they have a, you know, maybe they're poly. Him and his wife have an open relationship. Who knows? But why are you telling it all?
Right.
It'd be one thing if Ashanti's book came out and he was just confirming, yes, that is true. That did happen. Mm-hmm. But why are you spilling the beans for no reason? You know what I mean? I feel like that's some Ray J, I hit it first kind of stuff.
Well, we all knew he hit it first because we saw it. Terrible job, but we saw it.
Terrible on her part. That's the thing. I'm like,
but it's like, at the same time, what is this going to do for you to keep bringing up the fact that you slept with Ashanti? Is it going to make more women want to sleep with you? Because no, because you keep telling everything.
Well, but I wonder, does a woman find a guy more attractive based on people he's slept with? You know, so not to bring up Pete Davidson, but I mean, look at Pete Davidson. You know, he's hooked up with these awesome folks. Mm-hmm. And so more women are liking him. So I wonder, does that maybe help him? And I think it's $1 million. Regardless of who he slept with, you have all this money. You're going to be able to get action. Mm-hmm. That's just the nature of the business, right? That's going to happen. But keep your mouth shut. Like, why you got to tell everybody about it?
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean...
Now, I mean, it'd be different if I slept with Ashanti. Yes, we're going to talk about that on the podcast. That'll be a random thought. Let me tell you what I did last night with Ashanti. Because the odds of me hooking up with an Ashanti or any other star, slim to none. She's not the only conquest Irv Gotti has had, I'm sure. Right. There's many more. So I'm like, why are you even bringing this up?
Well, that's obviously the top of the food chain. She's the top of the food chain, and that's why... But the fact that he even came out saying, how does it make his wife feel? How does it make his kids, well, ex-wife now, but how does it make his kids feel? This is what you're going to talk about?
But I mean, that's making an assumption that the wife didn't know about him. Because there are some situations where you're in a relationship and there's an understanding. I know you're going to do some things. Just don't bring anything home and don't have any other children. But... I know I can turn a blind eye to some stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe they had that arrangement. We don't really know. And his kids, I'm like, they grew up with their daddy. They know. I'm just saying. They know.
They know who he is.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to go to your Aunt Tina's house. You're going to sit in the room, play with her kid for about 30, 45 minutes.
Speaking of playing with kids, you know who Jennifer Coolidge is? The name didn't ring a bell when I saw it.
Yeah, the name at first. Then when I clicked on it, the first thing I said to myself is Stifler's mom.
Yeah. That's first, her iconic
every time role. I see her, I just think Stifler's mom. I don't think anything else that she's done. Stifler's mom.
Yep.
From American Pie.
And that's what she's been known as. That was her claim to fame. And she was asked about, you know, any regrets of being, you know, Stifler's mom and being labeled a MILF. Because remember, that's where that term came from and became, you know, part of the dictionary. MILF came out of that movie, American Pie, and she was the MILF. And her thing was that, what'd she say? I want to get her quote correct. Because she said, I got a lot of play at being a MILF, and I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. There were so many benefits of doing that movie. I mean, there would be like 200 people that I would never have slept with. So she's counting at least 200 people who slept with her because she was an American Pie.
I mean, that's great for her. That's great for her. I wouldn't be part of that 200. Mm-hmm. I don't find her attractive, but that's great. If that's, you know, she did it, she had some fun, safe about it. She's in her 60s now. I mean, you know, I doubt she's still knocking dudes down, but if she is, well, go, good for you.
Now, do you look at her any different in doing that? Because, I mean, you know, we talk about this sexual empowerment for both men and women, and she's thrown a number out there. I mean, we probably stopped counting since college, but she's thrown a number out. She kept track of at least 200, and maybe that number is high or it's low. But do you look at her any different now because of that?
No, I think women have the same right as men. You can be as sexually free as you want to be, sleep with who you want, do what you want, enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't participate in that judging culture because she said that she slept with 200 people. And my guess is probably higher than mm-hmm. that. But I think it's great. You're enjoying it's your body, your choice. You do what you want with it. As long as you're safe, enjoy yourself. And so I think women should, I think any man that tries to judge a woman or think negatively of her, or even women that judge other women for their sexual choices is need to mind their own damn business. And it's probably why that's probably why you're walking around unhappy. You need to start learning from her and figure out ways to relax.
So you're still out in the dating field. I mean, and you know, it feels weird to ask this question just because I think this is something that you would have, we would probably ask each other or even think of asking anybody else when you're younger, right? Like, do you ever ask a woman, like, how many people she slept with? Because we always say, don't ask because you don't really want to know. I mean, now, she offered this up, so there's no way that this doesn't become a topic of discussion if you were to go out on a date with her, right? Because she already put it out there for the world to see. Mm-hmm. But if not, is that a question you even bother to ask anymore in this day and age?
I'm 47. You know, I figure you've slept with some people. I don't care how many. As long as you're sleeping with me now, that's all I care about. But I don't care what you've done in the past. Now, as long as it's not someone I know, family member, you know, you couldn't have hooked up with my brother 5 years ago and think that we're going to have a shot. That's not going to happen. But no, I don't ask that. Now, here's one thing I did judge somebody on recently. I met someone on an app, and she was in her previous relationship for 30 years. They were high school sweethearts. Divorce was finalized like a week before we had our first phone conversation. And so I'm like, you are super new. So he was the only one she had been with. And then maybe one other person, if that, after that. And I'm just like, that's probably don't want to get into that one. You know what I mean? And not to say that.
My question now becomes why.
I'm like, you don't. I don't want to be your rebound from 30 years, man. You need to like be single for a while and date. Let your freak flag fly. Do some stuff. But you don't go from a 30-year marriage and then just get into a relationship with somebody. And so that's what it was for me. And like I know as I'm dating, I'm looking for a relationship. I'm not looking just to sleep with somebody. So that's why I didn't want to do it, because I'm just like,
Okay, so now the truth comes out. Because 10 years ago, I would have been like, hey, let's see what you've learned in those 30 years.
Yeah. 10 years ago, I'd be like, well, you know, there's differences.
You know, let me teach you a few
things.
Notice
that your husband from 30 years, I notice he's white. Have you been with a black man before? Have you ever had any coffee in your cream? You would love it.
Now, you do know, once you put the coffee in the cream, it changes the whole complexion of the cream. I just want you to know that. Like, you may never go back to just coffeeless cream ever again.
You might just be hooked from now on. You're just like, I'm down with the mocha. That's all I do now.
I need some caffeine. I need some caffeine. Oh, Jesus. Look, don't forget, Wednesday we're back. Well, Thursday we're back with our Married at First Sight Season 15 San Diego recap. Sunday we're back for 90 Day Fiancé. As we're wrapping this season up, Terrell is smiling heavily on the inside, and it's seeping out now. There it is.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. No, I'm definitely happy. You know, we just... the other day, just posted our 90 Day Fiancé recap. So I'm getting closer to being done with that. And then we got to get through this San Diego Married at First Sight nonsense. I still don't understand why you love these reality shows. I just don't.
Yes, you do.
Because but I'm having fun making fun of it.
You're starting to love it. Stop it.
I'm loving making fun of it. I love doing that.
And you know, we love all the love that we're getting from everybody who watches those recaps. You're the reason why we have this sponsor right here. So make sure you go support them. You know, somebody who smokes, get them some Zippix, you know. Or if you do, try Zippix. And make sure you use that code RGRT so we can keep this train moving.
Yep. Yep. Definitely.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers. Look at us with our water.
Yeah. Not by choice.